Black College Nines is here with Edward Waters head coach Reginald Johnson as he took on Kaiser College, who was number 11 in the NAIA top 25. Edward Waters handedly won this game as pitching was lights out, as Richard Edwards went 8 1/3 of an inning. And Edward Waters won the game 10-5. Coach, you knocked off a top-ranked team. You want to tell us about that?
Well, first, Richard Edwards again gave us a quality outing. You know, guys were loose. Guys were having fun. Edwards gave us opportunity to win. The hitters competed and, you know, came out and beat a good team.
Well, you came down here looking to get that win. Now you have a chance to win the series with a possible sweep. What's going to happen tomorrow?
Well, all we can hope for is the same. You know, stay loose and another outing. Frederick Bells is going game one and Jonathan Radomski going game two. And, you know, looking to repeat, you know, the pitching, defense, and hitting.
Well, you got your number two guy going on the mound, the crafty left-hander. You shut down one of the NAIA's best hitters in Burgos. Calvin Burgos. You see that happening again tomorrow. What's your game plan as far as tomorrow?
Well, just continue to try to throw strikes, man. You know, he's a great hitter. Just continue to try to throw strikes, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, as we mentioned, Edward Waters came down and beat a number 11 top-ranked team, so this should shake the polls up, and it's a possibility that they could be receiving votes in the NAIA, the way things have shooken out this weekend. Black College Nines also is having its top 10 poll coming out Tuesday, as EWC currently sits at number 3. There's a good chance that they could move up into that poll. But we still have 2 games left in this series. Coach, it was a pleasure, and good luck in your game tomorrow.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.